Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For cancer treatment, most prefer effective, non-invasive, well-tolerated outpatient therapy. That's Dr. Lederman, the radiosurgery pioneer's goal, too. Dr. Lederman is first in America, first in New York, first for you with body radiosurgery. Dr. Lederman hits your cancer with no cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman has decades of experience with primary and metastatic large or small cancers from head to toe. Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you, even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work or isn't tolerated. Goals are your best results and quality of life. Meet Dr. Lederman to hit the cancer. He's New York's only Harvard-trained, triple board-certified radiation oncologist. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to meet Dr. Lederman for a fresh second opinion. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Free booklet DVD, too. Super convenient. Broadway and 38th in Manhattan. Meet Dr. Lederman to hit your cancer. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman, MD, New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist who brings you the latest cancer treatment news, interviewing world-renowned cancer experts, delving to special cases, and, of course, answering your questions. I'm Rob Redstone, broadcasting from the WOR studios in the heart of New York City. And now, please welcome Dr. Lederman.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you, Noah, and thank you for tuning in today and every day. We're on the radio every day. Why are we on the radio every day? To learn together, to make you know things that you may not otherwise know. And why am I doing this? Why do I spend all my time and energy on the radio every day? Well, it's to educate, because I see so many people. So many people say, oh, Dr. Lederman, if I only knew you existed, I would have come to you before I lost my breast or my arm or my nose or my ear or my kidney or my prostate or my bladder or my rectum, or I had years of useless chemo. If I only knew about you. And there's many people who know about me, and still they're so shocked. They go to a hospital, they feel a lump in the breast. They call down the doctor to the emergency room. Oh, you better have your surgery immediately to lose the lump, lose the breast, whatever. And people are so shocked often, they lose their thinking process in a way. And it's only later on, after the surgery, they wake up and realize, oh, I remember Dr. Lederman talked exactly about this situation, about not having to lose your lung or your throat or your tongue or your whatever, ear. I can tell you so many parts of the body that I see people who have lost, and then they come to me the next month or the next year and say, Dr. Lederman, did I really need to do that surgery like that surgeon said? And, well, I can't lie, right? I can't lie, and I have to tell the truth, and that's how I want to be, and that's how I want you to know me, and that's how I am to myself, that's how I want to be to myself. And I say, well, No, you didn't need to lose your breast, or you didn't know you didn't lose your arm or your nose or your ear or your leg. I had a doctor who came to me. They cut off his entire leg for a sarcoma at one of the biggest, super-duper, most famous hospitals. And he came to me in a wheelchair, and his buddy, he's about a 70-year-old doctor. He lost his leg, and he asked me, "Dr. Lederman, what are you thinking?" And I said, I'm really sad that you didn't come here first, because we treat sarcomas. Sarcomas is a kind of cancer of the connective tissue, like the bones and the muscle and the fat and so on. You had a sarcoma. And the sad part is that sarcomas usually don't respond to chemo. And sad part is many, and we'll talk about it soon, people get chemo even though it doesn't work. They keep on giving chemo and chemo and chemo even though it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. And then the chemo didn't work, so they just cut off his whole leg. And they never said, "Hey, we can cut off your leg, or you can take chemo," which you already did and didn't work, "or you can go see Dr. Lederman, and he may be able to help you save your leg." Well, they didn't tell him that. In fact, they almost never tell the patient that, which is really sad, because the doctor is morally obliged to talk about all the options. And if you come into our office, you'll see on the wall in our handouts, we talk about all the options. We talk about chemo and immunotherapy and surgery and standard radiation and hospice and no treatment. We talk about it all to every patient, because we want every patient to be fully informed. And we're also not afraid. I think that the surgeons are afraid, "Oh, I can cut off your leg, or you can go see Dr. Lederman, he can save your leg probably." They would say, well, then every one of their patients would come to Dr. Lederman, right? Every patient would run out their doors, come to 1384 Broadway, come to Dr. Lederman, knock on the door, come in, and get a consultation. That's the only way we work, by the way. A lot of people say, "Oh, let me just call you. I'll call you in a minute and tell you what I have, blah, 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 blah." I can tell you that 90% of the time, 90% of the patients I see don't even know everything about their case. They don't know where the cancer is or what kind of cancer it is or other issues about their health. They don't know. Their doctors never told them all the facts. Some say, many people tell me, "Oh, I've never had a doctor spend as much time with me as you do, Dr. Lederman." Well, I take that as a compliment, because I do spend a lot of time with the patient, so it's not just a phone call or an email. And yeah, I know nowadays in the newspaper it said doctors are starting to charge, hospitals are starting to have their doctors charge for emails, $50 an email. Well, that's something else. That's a cost center, and yeah, you don't get much out of that. And it doesn't really very much help. And the doctor can't examine the patient. And there's not the back and forth that there is in person. In person, I will usually ask a person three times, "Do you have any more questions? Any more questions?" And I want to make sure that all the questions are answered. I encourage people to come with a list of their questions, and we go through things. So why are we talking about this? Well, we're talking about it because, well, there's so many reasons people don't get all the options elsewhere. I had a call this week from a family with kidney cancer, and he said, "Well, my doctor says I don't have to come to you. He can just give me chemo." Well, chemo doesn't cure kidney cancer. In fact, for almost all the cancers, with a few exceptions, chemo by itself doesn't cure the cancer. So yeah, the doctor can give chemo for kidney cancer, any cancer, and they do that, and they do it often endlessly, but it doesn't cure anybody with, for example, kidney cancer. And the difference is with radiosurgery, and you'll see examples if you call our office, and it's always great to have a paper and pencil. If you call our office, you'll get a package of information, and you'll see examples of our work, like a kidney cancer before and after radiosurgery, with no cutting and no bleeding, no chemo, only with our invisible beams. And how does radiosurgery work? Well, patient lays down, we make a stereotactic frame. We're the first in the Western Hemisphere. We've treated 40,000 patients, lots of experience, a team that works together here for you. We make a frame. It's all outpatient. It's painless. It's easy. We computerize the body, and then we send in beams from thousands of angles to hit that cancer. And the success is very high, because all the beams, all the treatments going to the cancer, and we're avoiding harm to healthy tissues. Unlike, for example, chemotherapy, which are chemicals or poisons, or immunotherapy, chemicals or poisons, that go usually, not always, but usually throughout the entire body. And in general, chemo by itself does not cure cancer. Sometimes it's given in addition to other things, but most people are getting chemo, especially for stage 4 cancer. Chemo all over the body doesn't cure, And this doctor who's telling the patient, well, you can have chemo. You don't need to go see Dr. Lederman for radio surgery. You can have chemo for your kidney cancer. It's not really telling the patient the truth. He can have chemo, but it won't have any chance of curing the patient. So why would a patient want endless chemo with no chance of cure and lots of toxicity versus a few treatments with us with all the beams going just to that mass in the kidney and with a high success rate? We've presented our data at national meetings. We've been doing this for decades. We have thousands of patients we've treated. Lots of experience, the most experienced team in the Western Hemisphere for non-invasive treatment of most cancers. And I want to talk about another patient who came in, a beautiful woman, really beautiful woman, and she works, she's an administrator in one of the biggest hospitals in New York City. She's an administrator, so she's in management of one of the biggest hospitals in New York City, and she has breast cancer, and she sat down with her husband, 37 years old, and she started telling me her story. She's at this big, super-duper hospital. She said, I would never go there. She says, I would never go there. And so she went to another super-duper big hospital, and they treated her for breast cancer, and they did a lumpectomy, and they did chemo, and months of chemo, and weeks of radiation, and they never staged her up. They never looked to see if the cancer had traveled. They never did. And if you listen to this show, you'll hear, and maybe she's listening right now, I say, I always talk about staging up the cancer. A breast is not separate from the rest of the body. And it seems like so many doctors deal with breast cancer as if the breast is unrelated to the body. Well, the breast is part of the body. Why do we fear cancer? We fear cancer because the cancer can leave the breast and travel to the rest of the body. Well, the doctors at the super-duper big place didn't get scans of her, didn't check out her body. They only were drawing on the breast, and you know what happened. Next thing you know, she starts talking about pain in her bones and pain in her legs, and it takes them months to finally get a scan. And they get a scan 3 months ago, and they found cancer eating through her leg bone, ready to break her leg bone 3 months ago, and she still has no treatment. And she comes to me, she walks in the door with her husband, she's walking on crutches, she can barely move, and I get a history, and it's shocking history. Here she's management of a big hospital, doesn't trust her own hospital, goes to another hospital. They don't even stage her up. They don't even look to see if the cancer's traveled. Just treat the breast as if the breast's not connected to the rest of the body. And next thing you know, the cancer's in the bone, and now the bone's ready to break. And one bad move, and the leg bone will just break, and she'll be in the hospital with surgery and pins and hip replacements and rehab and so on. And she asked me what I would do. I said, I would have done things differently. You could listen to the radio show. You would have heard me say, hey, we scanned the whole patient to make sure the cancer hasn't traveled at diagnosis. You would have known about this before. And once the cancer travels, it's ready to break the bone, we would treat immediately to try to prevent unnecessary hospitalization and surgery and breakage and incapacity. This is the work we do. And she came in, and I had her staff immediately get approval. We called her insurance company immediately to get approval, and we got approval immediately while she's at this super duper big hospital. 3 months later, nothing happened. Here, the same day, actually within minutes, we got approval for her treatment. And this is the work we do, and it's why so many people come here. It's just a different level of care. It's a care as if you're important, and we believe that every patient is important, and that's why we take time and we sit down and we close the door, and we spend time with every patient to get the history, to get the records, get the physical exam, get the tests, and then review it. This is the work we do, why we are so different, and why so many people from around the world come here for medical care. And just in a minute, I'll tell you about a helicopter pilot from Jamaica. My name is Dr. Lederman, 1384 Broadway, triple board certified cancer doctor, the only Harvard-trained triple board certified radiation doctor in New York, one of the few in the world, accepting most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, here at 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street in the heart of New York City. Our phone number is 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, 212 means New York City, and CHOICES because we believe truly that you have choices, just like that woman with the breast cancer that never got tested, never got treated for the bone that's ready to break. She has choices, and that's why we got her emergency approval immediately. When the other hospital 3 months later was just letting her linger in pain with that bone ready to break. What a difference. What a difference a day makes. What a difference a doctor makes. 1384 Broadway, Broadway 38th Street, Dr. Lederman. You can call us now or whenever you want to get information. There's no charge for the information. We can send you a package, or you can come by and pick it up, and many people do. You can call us at 212 Choices in digits. It's 212-246-4237. 212-246-4237. My name is Dr. Lederman. We'll be right back.
Many people with cancer come to Dr. Lederman when surgery didn't help and toxic chemo stopped working. Many come in pain. Many people with cancer come to Dr. Lederman when their caregiver has no more care to offer. Dr. Lederman, bringing innovative cancer care for decades. When the next cancer drug is not as promised, when surgery was the failed pass, we may be able to offer you new cancer treatment options. We treat new and recurrent cancers, small or large, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work. Call Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices, 212 Choices for a free booklet DVD. 38th and Broadway, most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Harvard-trained, triple board certified Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices, 212 Choices for innovative cancer treatment. Best is to meet Dr. Lederman in person. Call 212 Choices, 212 Choices.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with Jean about her breast cancers.
They all suggested the same thing, that I needed to get the surgery and I needed to get radiation and chemotherapy.
But she didn't want chemo and she didn't want surgery.
Did anyone offer you those options?
No.
What did you think?
I thought, well, that would be great if it works.
Came to us learning that you could, if you wish, avoid the surgery, avoid the chemo.
Exactly.
And you chose that. You had standard radiation years ago on the left breast,
yeah.
And then you had our radiation on the right breast. And what was the difference?
Well, I didn't have any burning. I had nothing. I couldn't believe it. I had a very good experience being here.
Our treatment was working, and the cancer is now in remission.
Mm-hmm.
For more breast cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 212 Choices, 212 Choices. Most insurance is accepted. 1384 Broadway. Call 212 Choices for free breast cancer booklet DVD.
Welcome back to the Radio Surgery Hour. This is Rob Redstone here with Dr. Gil Lederman at the WOR Studios in the heart of New York City. We're just a few steps from the Radio Surgery New York Cancer Treatment Center on Broadway and 38th Street. Dr. Lederman, the leading cancer expert, treats prostate cancer non-invasively. He was the first in New York with fractionated brain radiosurgery, and he's the first in America and in the Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery. You can also call Dr. Lederman at 212 Choices for a free informative booklet and DVD. Hey, Dr. Lederman, we're back.
We're back. I just started to talk to you about this gentleman who flew in from Jamaica. He's from the Jamaican Air Force. Flies helicopters, flown in a Airbus 310 Airbus, and he comes with a PSA that's been rising, and now has a positive biopsy. So he has a positive biopsy. His PSA has been going up. He's a tall, majestic man. He's a pilot, 60 years old. He has four children, and he came with his son. No family history of prostate cancer. And there's lots of prostate cancer in Jamaica, lots of prostate cancer in the black community here also. 1 in 6 black men in America get prostate cancer. 1 in 23 die of prostate cancer. We talk about it because it's a vicious disease. It's one of the top killers in America. 40,000 men die of prostate cancer every year. And, of course, we take care of men and women and children of every race and religion and creed and color. And I only talk about the black community because it's like an epidemic. 1 in 6 with cancer, 1 in 23 dying. And many, many men come here for a checkup. They come. There's 3 reasons to come see Dr. Lederman. One is to get checked up. See, hey, do I have something in my breast or my body or my lung or my prostate or wherever? So that's one possibility, to come in and get checked up. See what's going on. See if there's cancer. No one wants cancer. Number 2 is if you're newly diagnosed with cancer and you want to know the first treatment to be the best treatment, not make a mistake with the first treatment. Like I talked about the man who lost his leg. Unfortunately, he came here as a second opinion after he lost his leg. If he had only come before, what a difference a day makes. And then there's a third group. Third group of people are people who have had treatment elsewhere, and it's not tolerated, it's not working, the scans show the cancer is getting worse or losing weight, they have more pain, more suffering, and they want to get a chance before it's too late, and they too. So who comes? Newly diagnosed, old diagnosis, but the treatment's not working elsewhere, and you want a clean slate, you want a fresh approach. And you people who want to get checked out, see if you have cancer. So there's many reasons why people come to 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street. Made our office to be super convenient for you, super convenient. We take most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid. We have lots of information to give you, DVDs and booklets about most diseases. We have new booklets, which are incredible, which you, if you want, you can come to our office, and many people do come to our office at 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street in the heart of New York City. So lots of reasons to contact Dr. Lederman, Radio City, New York, 1384 Broadway, 212 Choices. And I want to talk about this gentleman from Jamaica. Well, of course, he has no insurance, and so we're doing everything we can to help him get care here because he wants his care here. He's 62 years old. He has four children. He has a new wife. He has a great career, and he wants the best chance to be cured, and he knows elsewhere the usual treatment with a PSA of 15 is low success. With surgery, the success rate is very, very low. With us, 90% of men are cancer-free, and so he wants the best chance to be cancer-free, to avoid radical surgery. We know that with surgery, 90% of men are losing their sexual function, 80% are leaking urine. No man wants to be impotent. No man wants to be leaking. And with surgery, because the surgeons remove the prostate, and in the middle of the prostate is the urethra, so the urethra is shortened. So just like when a plumber cuts out a section of a pipe, they have to bring the ends of the pipe together to make that pipe work. The surgeon has to, when he removes the prostate or she removes the prostate, has to bring the ends of the urethra together, which shorten the penis. So men don't want the complications of surgery, the impotence, the incontinence, the hospitalization, and often even more and less success. So many reasons why people come. And it's not only the man. It's the man and his loved ones who want to keep him going, to keep him alive, keep him sexually active, not leaking urine, not shortened. So there's many reasons why men and their loved ones come here for a fresh second opinion. And that's why this man is here from Jamaica, and he'll do anything to get his care here. And we're working hard to make sure that his care is given in a good way that he can accept and tolerate and live with and enjoy. I want to talk about a woman who comes to us, 61 years old. She's born in New York State. She was recently married. She has three children. She had three children. Two are living, one's deceased, and she had a right breast mass. And she came to us years ago with this breast mass. She went to one of the biggest hospitals in New York City. She had pain in the breast, and she had other pain. And I examined her. She had had a biopsy of the breast before she came, and cancer in the breast, and cancer in the armpit. And she wanted that breast treated elsewhere. They wanted to give her chemo and mastectomy, and she just did not want to have mastectomy, did not want to have chemo. And we treated her about 2 years ago. And at the time when I saw her, she had a 3-centimeter mass in the lower outer quadrant of the right breast. It was eating through the skin. The cancer was eating through the skin, and the lymph node had been biopsied also was positive, so she had advanced cancer. She wanted our treatment. She comes in this week. Why did she come in? Well, like I talked about before, people come for follow-ups. We check our patients to make sure they're all A-OK, doing well, and this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway. So how is she 2 years afterwards with no surgery and no chemo? The mass is gone. The cancer in the armpit is gone. The treated area is cancer-free, and she is very, 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 very happy. The pain is also gone in the breast. So everything about the breast, the cancer eating through the skin is gone. The pain is gone. The mass is gone after radiosurgery only for her breast cancer. So this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street in the heart of New York City. I'm talking about a man who's 67 years old, born in New York City, and he came with a newly diagnosed prostate cancer 5 years ago, Gleason 7. So he had a Gleason 7 cancer, which is a more advanced cancer, stage T1C. He had a PSA that also was high at 12. So it was a higher risk because his PSA was 12. Remember, normal PSA is considered less than 4, so it was at 300% higher, and Gleason 7. And he just did not want to have the surgeon that the surgeon was pushing on him. Surgeon was pushing on him, but with surgery, most likely his cancer would come back. With us, he had a high success rate, and he was treated, and he trusted us 5 years ago. And 5 years ago, he was treated non-invasively with no hospitalization, no radical surgery, no chemotherapy. And, well, now his PSA is 0. So it went from 12 to 0. It was a higher risk cancer, Gleason 7 cancer, stage T1C. And this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway. We have a lot of information about prostate cancer to send you or to give you. It's always best to meet in person if you have a cancer question, because there will always be a lot of issues that you probably won't even think about until we meet in person. So call if you wish. This is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway. And we'll speak about a woman I saw also 5 years ago. She was born in Dominican Republic. She had DCIS breast cancer, which is an early breast cancer. And she was biopsy positive, stage 0. And she came here for treatment. And we treated her 5 years ago for a DCIS. And, well, now the breast is beautiful. She's beautiful. The cancer is gone. The mammograms are negative. Ultrasounds are negative. Blood tests are negative. Physical exams are negative. She was treated for a DCIS breast cancer. Doing well, cancer-free, 5 years later with our treatment. My name is Dr. Lederman. I want to tell you one more little secret, and that is that we're live on the radio, and our number is 1-800-321-0710. So if you have questions or comments, things related to cancer, or things we talk about in the program, you can call and you can ask and talk about what you want to talk about. 1-800-321-0710. Noah will pick up your call. Noah will put your call through, and then we'll talk on the radio, and, well, can learn whatever you want to learn. A lot of people say, well, why don't you talk about this or why don't you talk about this? Well, now's your chance to give us a call at 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We are live on the radio from now till noon and then from 1 to 2 and 3 to 4, all on WOR. And every night we're on the radio at midnight, and many people love to go to sleep with Dr. Lederman. Many people like to wake up with Dr. Lederman. Many people like to work with Dr. Lederman. And you can listen to the radio, not on the radio. You can listen on your smartphone. You can listen on your computer worldwide. The show is streamed worldwide, and we have people listening in China and India and wherever, Bombay, worldwide. You can live stream us. So now till noon, 1 to 2, 3 to 4, all today. And then on, excuse me, again, now till noon, 1 to 2, and then, 3 to 4, and then every night at midnight. And I should tell you, on Saturdays, our program is from 1 until 2, 3 until 4, and 5 until 6, every Saturday on WOR. We're live now till noon. Call us if you want. Again, the number is 1-800-321-0710. We're here waiting for you, if you wish, and we'll be right back.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment, but 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radio surgery to New York and body radio surgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer. You're
007. The real 007. I was diagnosed
diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Because without going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Welcome back to the Radio Surgery Hour. This is Rob Redstone here with Dr. Gil Lederman at the WOR Studios in the heart of New York City. We're just a few steps from the Radiosurgery New York Cancer Treatment Center on Broadway and 38th Street. Dr. Lederman, the leading cancer expert, treats prostate cancer non-invasively. He was the first in New York with fractionated brain radiosurgery, and he's the first in America and in the Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery. You can also call Dr. Lederman at 212-CHOICES for a free informative booklet and DVD. Hey, Dr. Lederman, we're back.
We are back. I want to talk about a woman who's now 78 years old. She served in the military for 40 years. She's really a hero and an American veteran and served our country beautifully. And, well, she came to me 10 years ago when she was found to have a liver cancer. She went to one of the big hospitals in New York City. Not one of the biggest, but one of the big hospitals. They found a tumor in her liver. And they offered surgery, and, well, she just didn't want surgery. She was adamant against surgery. She's 5'1", 110 pounds, so a tiny little woman. She had served in the military for decades. She had an MRI showing a 2.5-centimeter hepatocellular cancer. We arranged a biopsy to prove that was the case, 10 years ago, and she was treated. And we treated her only with radiosurgery. So elsewhere, they were going to cut on her. She didn't want to be cut. She didn't want anyone operating on her abdomen or her liver. And she heard about her work. She came on her own. She refused surgery. And so she's brave to go to a big hospital, refuse surgery. They told her, oh, she's got to have surgery. Well, no. That was one option, but she didn't want that. She wanted non-invasive treatment with no cutting and no bleeding. She didn't want a chance of the surgeon spreading the cancer or the surgeon hurting her liver. She wanted non-invasive treatment. Now, 10 years later, she is cancer-free, and she is doing very well, and she's very, very happy about radiosurgery. Years later, 10 years later, happy and coming for follow-ups, doing the right things. This is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway. We're talking about another woman who's 71 years old. She's a woman single with no children. She has a history of some immunologic disorder and thyroid disorder and a family history for breast cancer and colon cancer. And she found a breast cancer about 5 years ago, one of the big hospitals. 5 years ago. They never did a CAT scan, never did a PET scan. Sound familiar? Yep. And then she had vitamin C and ozone. And we know vitamin C doesn't work. And we know ozone doesn't work. And we know there's scams. And we don't like scams. We don't like our patients to be scammed. And, well, she's an ex-smoker, and she came to us with no treatment for this breast cancer. She came to us years ago and then just walked out. She didn't believe me. She walked out. And then she came back last year with the cancer traveling to her lung, and she wanted to be treated. Now she said she woke up all of a sudden when the cancer traveled. Now it's stage 4 cancer. Remember, she was at one of the big hospitals. She walked out. She had ozone, which doesn't work. Vitamin C doesn't work. It never works, so don't be scammed. And she came to us with cancer in the lung and elsewhere, and she wanted the lung treated, and we offered her treatment non-invasively with radiosurgery to the lung with the anticipation that the other areas would need treatment. And we treated the lung, and all the cancer in her body went away. And there's something called Abscopo effect, where radiosurgery has a possibility to make the cancer go away by activating the immune system. So it's like a vaccine, like a smallpox vaccine, where if you get a little bit of the smallpox, it prevents the smallpox from coming back and hurting you. Well, the idea that radiosurgery can kill the cells, and the body develops antibodies to that cancer by radiosurgery, not with chemicals, not with shots, not with pills, by radiosurgery, killing the cancer cells. The body develops an immune effect and can possibly treat the cancer by itself. And that's what happened possibly in her, because she came with multiple spots in her body. She wanted us to start with the lung. We treated the lung cancer. After we treated the lung cancer, everything else disappeared by itself, so to speak, with no chemo, no hormones, no surgery, only with a few shots of radiosurgery to the lung. So it was really an amazing story, and we've seen it before, and we hope it happens to everybody that their cancer goes away after radiosurgery. And usually it goes away where we aim the beam, where we attack the cancer with thousands of beams. The patients lay down, it's open, it's not claustrophobic. There's no cutting, no pain, no screaming, no. You walk in, get a treatment, and 20 minutes later walk out, and that's the way it is. People are often amazed. They're amazed to see everyone in our room pretty much happy and quiet. No one's shouting, no one's screaming, no one's bleeding. This is not surgery, not chemo. It is so different cancer treatment, and we have lots of information to send you if you want. You can call now or day or night or whenever if you want a package of information. If you want exact information about you, it's always best to meet in person. So about you, give us a call at 212-CHOICES, 212-246-4237. We accept most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid. I want to take just a minute to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Gil Lederman. I'm a cancer doctor. I was born and raised in Waterloo, Iowa. Went to public school, went to university, went to medical school, MD at 25, like my beautiful brother Ted, MD at 25, and my wonderful son Ariel, Dr. Ariel Lederman, MD at 25, three Dr. Ledermans, all MDs at 25. My son is here at 1384 Broadway. He's a board-certified cancer doctor trained at some of the most prestigious hospitals in America. He's now here, and his patients are lucky to have him. He's kind, he's thoughtful, he's smart, he's intelligent, he's a great cancer doctor, he does the right thing, he knows the right thing, and he always does the right thing for his patients. So if you're lucky, you get to see Dr. Ariel Lederman at 1384 Broadway. I, after MD at 25, went on to University of Chicago, board certified in internal medicine, 3 years treating people with diseases of the body, then went on to Harvard Medical School, the prestigious Dana-Farber, 3 years, and on the staff also, board certified in medical oncology, and then stayed on at Harvard, was invited to study radiation oncology, 3 more years, board certified, the only Harvard-trained, triple board certified radiation doctor in America, in New York, and one of the few in the world for you. And first with brain radiosurgery in New York, first with body radiosurgery in the Western Hemisphere. Lots of experience over decades here at 1384 Broadway. And I want to talk to a woman that came in. She called me one week ago. She called me. I've known her for years. Years ago, she came to me with a 2-centimeter breast cancer. She had a left breast cancer 2 centimeters behind the nipple. The nipple was inverting. The mass was palpable. There was some lymph nodes involved. And she just did not want to have surgery, no lumpectomy, no mastectomy, no chemotherapy. Years ago, she came to me with this big mass by the nipple and distortion of the nipple and distortion of the breast and a palpable 1-centimeter mass in the armpit. And she only wanted our treatment years ago. And we talked to her about all the options, and she chose our option only. Non-invasive treatment, radiosurgery for the breast, and this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway. And now, years later, this is going on her 4th year, cancer-free in the breast. And I can tell you a little caveat. She liked our treatment so much, she developed a huge cancer on her scalp. Her huge cancer, her whole scalp, the top of her head, like the size of a pancake, was filled with skin cancer. And her dermatologist wanted to cut off her scalp and put in a flap or a graft. And as soon as she heard about the skin cancer and the cutting off her scalp for this big area, she came here. Because when we were treating her breast cancer, she learned about our experience treating skin cancers. And we have a huge experience treating skin cancers, also over decades. And we talked about that, and we offered that, and she came for skin cancer on her scalp, huge cancer of a squamous carcinoma on her scalp, and that's gone. And she's happy, two for two. The breast cancer is gone with radiosurgery only. The skin cancer also with radiation only. And now she called me 1 week ago on the weekend, said she has a cancer above her right eye that's spreading, and the surgeon wants to do Mohs, M-O-H-S, Mohs surgery, which is kind of radical surgery, like an excavation of her skin, and, well, it'd be very visible and may even alter her vision in her eye, not to mention cosmetic effects. And she just did not want to have radical surgery on her forehead above her eye for this cancer. And she said she had had it for a long time, and her dermatologist always ignored it. So she came here, and we started her treatment last week, and already the cancer is responding. Already the cancer is shrinking. Already she's doing better. And this is how our work is most commonly, with high success skin cancer treatment and high success breast. She's had one big breast cancer with inversion of the nipple and a large mass treated only with our treatment years ago, cancer-free. And now the scalp is cancer-free, and she has another third cancer above the right eye, and that too has been treated. And already, just after a few treatments, that too is going away, and she is very, 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 very happy. And this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street. And I should tell you that many people come into our office and pick up a package of information and give it to their friends and neighbors, because you, a listener, radio listener, can save lives. You can pass on the information, tell your friends and tell your neighbors. And if people are talking about cancer, you can pat them on the shoulder and say, hey, you may want to call Dr. Lederman at 212 Choices or go in and see him and get a fresh second opinion about options that you may not know about from your own doctor or from your own super duper big hospital. And many people say, oh, I'm already going to super duper big hospital. What can I learn from Dr. Lederman? Probably a lot. Probably a lot. Listen to our new DVD. We have a new DVD with 25 of our patients talking about what they learned when they came here. And you may want to listen to our new DVD. We'll give you a copy when you come in. Our booklets, our DVDs, or other information about our special work. We have lots of information to pass on because we believe in education. My name is Dr. Lederman, 1384 Broadway, where we accept most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, seeing people who need a checkup for cancer, for the possibility of cancer, people who have newly diagnosed cancer, or who have cancer and they just don't like the treatment they're getting. Call us 212 Choices, Dr. Lederman, 1384 Broadway. We'll be right back.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number zero, which is my PSA, zero, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with Lauren about lung cancer.
You were seen by a pulmonary doctor who was insistent that they open up your chest.
Yes, absolutely.
And they sent you to the lung surgeon, and they were insistent on cutting on you, right?
Absolutely, and would not accept me as a patient if I didn't do that.
You're a nurse. You've worked at some of the biggest hospitals, and you just didn't want your lung and chest opened up and your lung thrown into the garbage can, right?
The bucket.
Why?
Because I... at the Super Duper Pooper, I saw what happened.
And what did you see with Dr. Lederman?
The team and the treatment is perfect.
You had the treatment and that cancer's gone away, right?
It has.
What would you tell someone who's got cancer?
Make your first stop, Dr. Lederman.
For more information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 1384 Broadway at 38th. We accept most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid. Call 212-CHOICES for more information. Thousands treated over decades.
Welcome back to the Radio Surgery Hour. This is Rob Redstone here with Dr. Gil Lederman at the WOR Studios in the heart of New York City. We're just a few steps from the Radio Surgery New York Cancer Treatment Center on Broadway and 38th Street. Dr. Lederman, the leading cancer expert, treats prostate cancer non-invasively. He was the first in New York with fractionated brain radiosurgery, and he's the first in America and in the Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery. You can also call Dr. Lederman at 212-CHOICES for a free informative booklet and DVD. Hey, Dr. Lederman, we're back.
We are back. I want to talk about a man who's 70 years old with prostate cancer, Gleason 8, so a more risky cancer. No, with surgery, Gleason 8, the success rate's only about 20%, so it's a very risky cancer. He's 70 years old. He's a black man. We already talked about that. 1 in 6 black men get prostate cancer. 1 in 23 die. He's already had a son who died. This man's from Jamaica, like the home of the helicopter pilot from the Air Force. His history of high blood pressure and heart failure and prostate cancer and cholesterol. And his PSA was high. It came back at 6.16. And he had a bone scan that showed no cancer. And he had a biopsy done with a higher cancer, Gleason 8 cancer. And he was scheduled for surgery. The doctors at the super pooper big hospital said, you have to have surgery. And they didn't tell him with surgery, most likely to be impotent, more than 90%. And with surgery, most likely to be leaking urine. And with surgery, his penis would be shortened. And with surgery, it's radical surgery. And he may not even make it through it with all his other disease, high blood pressure and heart failure. He may not make it through it at 70. And he wakes up 5 times a night to urinate. He's on medications. And I examined him. He had an enlarged prostate and this Gleason 8 cancer. And he just did not want to have surgery. Then I showed him our data. And with our data, the majority of the men are successfully treated, which is very different than with surgery, where only about 20% are successfully treated. 80% are treatment failures. The surgical treatment fails the patient. So it's easy to understand why the patient came here. He came because of a radio listener like you. And he came, he works as a driver, he's from Jamaica, he has one son who had died, and he had treatment. One more thing I didn't tell you, he was treated here 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Now his PSA is 0. The cancer is gone. He's doing well. His sex life works. His urinary life works. His body hasn't been shortened or deformed, unlike surgery. And he's cancer-free, and he's very, very happy about the results. And this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street, in the heart of New York City. And we're talking about a man who comes 63 years old. He's divorced. He has 2 daughters. He had a throat cancer treated elsewhere in the past, and now he has pancreas cancer. He had pancreas cancer. He had a spine fusion. And he noticed a weight loss from 230 to 200 pounds. And a possible sign of cancer is weight loss. So many people with cancer lose weight. Why? Because the cancer is actually eating those calories from your body. It's eating your body. And he went elsewhere. He had a CAT scan. He was found to have pancreas cancer. It traveled to the liver. So it was already stage 4 a year ago. And he had chemo. And the chemo just wasn't working. And I talked about it earlier. Chemo doesn't cure anybody with pancreas cancer. Chemo doesn't cure anybody with pancreas cancer and liver mets. You can say, well, why do they do it? It doesn't cure, and there's other treatments with a high success rate, like radiosurgery. And, well, he had the chemo. It didn't work. The cancer was growing. His CA19-9, which is a cancer marker, was 298. And he comes to us not wanting more chemo, which was not working. Surgery would be useless for an advanced cancer like that. And he wanted to learn about options. And he came to us last year with a pancreas cancer and liver metastasis, stage 4. And he wanted our treatment. And we treated him. And now he's in remission. He's doing great. His cancer in the pancreas is treated, remission. His cancer in the liver, doing great remission. This is the work we do. And many people say, hey, Dr. Lederman, do you treat stage 4 cancer? And the answer is yes. This man, for example, had stage 4 cancer, pancreas cancer, and liver metastasis. Both were treated with radiosurgery, and studies have shown an improved survival when people get radiosurgery. There's lots to treat and lots to consider and lots to talk about, and data shows an improved survival for people in certain cases when we do radiosurgery versus chemo or versus no treatment, and high control rates, which is durable. For 90% of men and women we treat with pancreas cancer, the cancer stays shrunken or goes away. Like in this man, it's already shrinking down after treatment, and in the liver too. He was treated to both the pancreas and the liver non-invasively with no cutting, no bleeding. Chemo didn't work. The cancer grew. And this is why we are here, to talk about options. I want to talk about a man, younger man from Haiti, 56 years old, married with two children. He owns his own plumbing and bathroom business. And well, he presented with prostate cancer 3 years before. And so he came to me 5 years ago. His cancer was there for 3 years. He just didn't want to have surgery. He didn't want to be laid up. He didn't want to miss his business. He didn't want to miss his sex life. He didn't want to miss his urinary life. He didn't want to miss his penis. And so he refused surgery. And he came to us with a Gleason 6, PSA 6 prostate cancer. And I examined him, and he had an enlarged prostate. And he was treated 5 years ago for his prostate cancer. Now his PSA is zero. He's doing well. He's cancer-free. This is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street in the heart of New York City. And we're talking about a 40-year-old woman from Honduras. We have people from around the world. She's a black woman. I said it because in the black community, the death rate from breast cancer is 240% higher than other groups of women. And, of course, we take care of men and women and children of every race and religion and creed and color. This woman's 40 years old, married with two kids. She came by herself, and she had a breast cancer diagnosed just 2 weeks before. 2 weeks before, in the upper outer quadrant of the right breast. She said it was the size of a grape. She had a biopsy. She had an ultrasound. She had no bleeding, no headaches. Her vision was okay. And, well, I examined her, and she had a 2.5-centimeter mass in the right breast, upper outer quadrant. The lymph node was negative, and she wanted our treatment only. She did not want to have surgery. She did not want to have lumpectomy. She did not want to have mastectomy. And I can tell you, when I came to New York at the big hospitals, 97% of the women were getting mastectomies for breast cancer. With me, 90% of the women were keeping their breast. So it was exactly opposite treatment. Huge difference over decades. This woman chose to have no lumpectomy, no mastectomy years ago, and is now cancer-free. She's in remission. That mass, 2.5-centimeter mass, has gone away. Her mammograms are normal. Her ultrasound is normal. Her blood test is normal. Her physical exam is normal. And this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street, in the heart of New York City. And we're talking about a man who comes to us 90 years old. 90 years old, he comes to us a practicing physician with a skin cancer on his cheek. He had a basal cell carcinoma. He had a big cancer on his cheek. He was diagnosed before, and he was seen here 2 years ago with his basal cell cancer. And he's a doctor. He can go anywhere he wants, like any of you can go where you want. He wants the best care. He doesn't want to have deforming surgery. He's 91 years old. He has girlfriends. He's working. He's doing great, and he just wanted to continue doing great. And he came here for treatment, radiosurgery for his skin cancer on his left cheek. I examined him. He had irregularity over the cheek and over the bridge of the nose, and he got biopsies. We proved it was cancer, and that's the way we like it. We like proof. We treated him non-invasively with invisible beams, and now 2 years plus later, he is cancer-free. And he came in again with another girlfriend, doing great, cancer-free. His cheek and his nose is beautiful. He has no evidence of cancer. His lymph nodes are negative. He's happy. He's another success story, and this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street in the heart of New York City. Give us a call at 212-CHOICES or stop by. Get information for exact answers. Always make an appointment.
Thanks for tuning in to the Radio Surgery Hour with Dr. Gil Lederman and myself. If you have questions before next week's show or want a free informative booklet and DVD, just contact Dr. Lederman at 212-CHOICES. That's 212-246-4237. That's 212-246-4237.
For cancer treatment, most prefer effective, non-invasive, well-tolerated outpatient therapy. That's Dr. Lederman, the radiosurgery pioneer's goal, too. Dr. Lederman is first in America, first in New York, first for you with body radiosurgery. Dr. Lederman hits your cancer with no cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman has decades of experience with primary and metastatic large or small cancers from head to toe. Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you, even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work or isn't tolerated. Goals are your best results and quality of life. Meet Dr. Lederman to hit the cancer. He's New York's only Harvard-trained, triple board-certified radiation oncologist. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to meet Dr. Lederman for a fresh second opinion. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Free booklet DVD, too. Super convenient. Broadway and 38th in Manhattan. Meet Dr. Lederman to hit your cancer. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radiosurgery hidden options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.